Moving from one country to another, especially under stressful circumstances, can be an emotionally wrenching experience. Public health expert Maureen Lichtfeld from Tulane University says research has shown that immigration is also a physically exhausting process that leaves immigrants and refugees more vulnerable to disease for many reasons.
They tend to have a lower rate of immunization, just the regular immunizations, the stress and the irregularity of moving and being part of a new country and a new community brings that with it. The process of moving and the process of acculturation in a new society brings with it unprecedented levels of stress. Learning a new language, getting a new job, all things that make you more vulnerable in general.
Lichtfeld says these stressors put refugees and immigrants at higher risk of a disease such as pandemic flu, regardless of the country they're coming from or going to. And as a result, they tend to have a higher rate of infectious diseases. Lichtfeld worked with a group of public health experts to come up with recommendations to address the vulnerabilities among refugees and immigrants. They came up with interventions that could be done by governmental and non-governmental organizations, other measures that could be done by healthcare providers, and finally, actions that can be taken at the community level.
We need to work together to make sure that communities are engaged and understand and will collaborate when we provide the advice, as we did with the recent H1N1 outbreak, to remain at home when you're ill. We need to be able to make sure that we can indeed implement voluntary isolation and quarantine, that when we advise to take personal protective measures, that those indeed are implemented.
Lichtfeld and her colleagues also made the recommendation that mental health issues be addressed aggressively during and after an incident, such as a disease outbreak. She says that mental health is often an afterthought in the response strategy.
Mental health is one of the longest lasting adverse impacts of a disaster. And you could look at the pandemic flu, in fact, as a disaster. So if you're compounding the stress that already exists in refugees and immigrants trying to acculturate to a new area, and putting on top of that the mental health consequences of and fear, particularly dealing with the pandemic flu, that becomes one of the first and early warning signs to deal with.
Lichtfeld says public health leaders have learned from other infectious disease outbreaks. She says they need to apply the lessons learned to all members of their society, even the newest ones. Her paper is published in the American Journal of Public Health. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.